Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Erev Tov, Chavarim, Chavarim Rastafari. Here, here, here. Here for the Thursday Upper Room of Zion podcast, and FYI on the Wednesday podcast. It's just a digital technological is just cut off right there. We noticed that the board had ended, and also, you know, with the stream right there. So we was on Psalm 68 here in the season that corresponds here with this weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, the 17th for Shabbat Yitzro. So here we're at the 5th, you know, the 7 days, the Shabbat day, the 7th day. So here at the 5th of the 7 days here in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we had Psalm 68 for the previous day Psalm 68. It was in the Midrash right there. And it was very interesting. It was actually around about verse 6. It was going through the first 8 verses up to the Selah. So it was at verse 6. And at verse 6, it's interesting actually to read in the KJV. And I and I bringing out, seeking to bring out like the Hebrew perspective. So what we're going to do right here, 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 upper room of Zion, the podcast.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
For continuity, purposes right here, we're going to just fulfill right here the Midrash, Because it's interesting that the Psalms here in the season, as well as the Torah reading and feeding, and then getting into the Midrash, like the studies of the Psalm from the ancient, you know, from the ancients, is, brings out a lot of corresponding themes. Even, you know, Jethro, I think in the previous Psalms, Jethro was brought out this area of our sabbatical studies. So you're seeing how, you know, the alignment of the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, those particular Psalms correspond with the evening Psalms, as well as the Psalms that correspond with the particular weekly Torah portion, the Torah portion reading and feeding, and how it brings out even more on the scripts, on the word, the living word. Right here, 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 let's ride up with Psalm 68, and the last 20, I think it's about 20 minutes of the Midrash. I think the Eidim will find it very interesting and hopefully, you know, edificational, edifying, you know, edification, you know, edificational right here, 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 Psalm 68.
Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, 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 Yah. And rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. The kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in, yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. To God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Here for continuity purposes, Psalm 68, the previous light psalm, and we're just going through the 8 verses, and then the podcast had dropped right there, and only within the chat we was able to just briefly inform ones on what we fully don't really over is like what happened right there, because actually after we noticed we were still connected, you know, the main phone was still connected, and it was still like regular. But the board had went out, and then we heard through the, you know, the speaker that, you know, like, thank you for using Block Talk. So right there. We didn't go to a full of the psalm, because the psalm right here, we're looking at the Hebraically is like, what, 36 verses. But we said, let's get a good groundation and focus on, like, the first 8 verses. So the midrash, the reasonment right there, going through verse by verse, we got up to, in the Hebrew, it would be verse 7, but in the KJV, it would be verse 6. And it's very interesting here, and we didn't really fully go into highlighting this difference between what the Hebrew is saying and what it seems to have been translated in the English, the KJV. But right here, let's just touch on this briefly and then play like the last 20 or so minutes of the Midrash, of the reasoning, first 8 verses of Psalm 68, which is themed Elohim's, Hailahim's Ha Elohim's victories. Ha Elohim's his victories. His Yeshuot. Yeshuot. Let me say Yeshua Hebraically. Victory. Salvation. Yeshua. Yeshuot. So right here, here, here. Baruch. Baruch Elohim. Blessed be Elohim.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch. Hashem, 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 Hashem. Bless be the name, the name, the name, the name, the name, the name. Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
So here in Psalm 68, let's just zoom in on this verse. So Psalm 68, and then we'll play the last as a little continuity, for continuity purposes, because it was right at an important area of the notes on the psalm and going into a study, as it says, to study to shew ourselves approved. And what's Psalm 47, 47 and 7? Let's go to Psalm 47 and 7 as a kind of a point of reference to what we're doing right here on the Upper Room of Zion podcast at this particular point of a podcast here. Psalm 47, 47 and 7, for God, for Elohim is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises, the chants, the Isaiah, the mizmor, with understanding. With understanding. So in getting a better understanding and studying the psalm, as we mentioned already, the entire psalm right here. Let's just do this right here. Here we go. So the entire psalm is pervaded by the joy. Speaking of Psalm 68, the entire psalm is pervaded by the joy of Israel in the kingdom, in the Malkut, in the kingdom. But a stricter order of events begins with verse 18. Now, we didn't get up to verse 18 there, but let's just touch on this in the notes here, some Scofield Study Bible notes. It says that this is quoted in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 to 16 of Christ, of Messiah's ascension ministry. So let's just go here. I think we had mentioned that previous audible, but we didn't go to the verse. Was hoping that ones and ones went to the verse. Well, let's just take the time right here, 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 Upper Room of Zion podcast to go into the verse, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 to 16. Chapter 4, let's bring this out right here, chapter 4, verses 7 to 16. So here, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Now, in this chapter, it breaks it down as the walk or the tried and service of the believer, the mitmanon, the faithful, as in Moshiach, in the Messiah, and as having ha-ruach, as having the ruach, having the spirit, having the eye. So here begins off, just to go over, to get up to the verse 7 right here for continuity, the walk to be worthy the position, right? In verse 4, from verse 4, the seven unities to be kept. Now, it's interesting because in the audible note, it spoke about the word solitary and bringing out the Hebrew sense of solitary, this like oneness or in a context of aloneness or unitedness in that sense. But it says right here in let's go from verse 1 to 7 right here. It says, I therefore, the prisoner, interesting because here in the psalm, at the point that we was at, verse 6 in the KJV, it says that Elohim setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those that are bound with chains. But in the Hebrew, bringing out like the prisoners, right, to prosperity, the kosharot from kasher, where we get like kasher, kosher in that sense, kosharot. But the rebellious dwell in a dry, and italicizes the word land. Now, it's this part about the prisoners, those who are bound, how it reads in the Hebrew, but here, Hawariyap Aulos, Rabbi Shaul, Paul is bringing this out in Ephesians chapter 4. I, therefore, the prisoner of Ha'adon, of the sovereign, the master, the boss, a.k.a. the Lord in the KJV, beseech you that ye, that y'all walk worthy, you're trod worthy of the vocation wherewith y'all are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity, the unity of the spirit, the ruach, the irit, in the bond of peace, of shalom. This brings us to the second section, the seven unities, unities, the seven unities to be kept. Verse 4, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. There is one body and one spirit, even as y'all are called in one hope, expectation, that is to say, of your calling. One Lord, one Adon, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Elohim and Ab and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now, this brings us here to the third section of Ephesians chapter 4 that connects here with Psalm 68, the ministry gifts of Moshiach to his body. Verse 7, but to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Moshiach, of Messiah. Wherefore he saith, when he ascendeth up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now here also the connection with Psalm 68. Wherefore he saith, when he ascendeth up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Verse 9, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first to the lower parts of the earth? Verse 10, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse 11, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Now here, taking this up to verse 16, this brings us to the fourth section of Ephesians, the purpose of the ministry, the service gifts. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, the holy ones, the set apart ones, for the work of the ministry, the service, for the edifying, the building up of the body of Moshiach, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Ben Elohim, the Son of Elohim, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Moshiach, of Messiah, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie, they lay in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, that he is the head, the Rosh, the Ras, the Rosh, even Christos Christ, even Moshiach, that he is the Rosh, even Moshiach, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body to the edifying, that is building up, to the edifying of itself in love. So right here, 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 this was referenced in the notes here to Psalm 68, where it says right here, the entire psalm is pervaded by the joy of Yisrael, Yasharallah, in the Malkut, in the kingdom. But a stricter order of events begins with verse 18. This is quoted in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 to 16. Of Christ, of Moshiach, of the Messiah's ascension ministry, ascension service. Verses 21 to 23 refer to the regathering of Israel and the destruction of the beast and his army. So we have a prophecy in this psalm, verses 21 to 23, referring to the regathering of Israel and the destruction of the beast. That's, you know, they don't want to see us get together. Why? Because according to the prophecy, that refers to the regathering of Yisrael, Yasharal, the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Israel. And it goes along with the destruction of the beast. So the more Yisrael gathers together, the more the beast is destroyed. The beast and his armies is destroyed, downstroyed. Now, for those who Talmudim, disciples get a further study concerning the beast. So even in Psalm 68, we get to verses 21 to 23. Now, is this where St. Garnet, this is roughly around the part, wow, where St. Garnet has stopped in his, the silk chant. So let's just share this right here. Let's cue this up on the board to share this right here. So that's why I had asked in the earlier audible. I said, I wonder why he stopped right there. You know, where Garnet Silk, he chants Psalm 68 and he rides up to roughly around the 20th, 21st verse. You know what I mean? And he kind of pauses right there. So on the Keter drum, we did a Alexander Scorby kind of remix from that verse to kind of get a continuity. Now, studying the Schofield Study Bible notes, at the part where Garnet Silk fulfills the silk chant right there of Psalm 68, that part, verses 21 to 23, refers to the regathering of Yisrael and the destruction of the beast and his army. So these twin events, the regathering of Israel, of the true Israel, the Israel of Adonijah, Rastafari, and the destruction of the beast and his armies, they, as ones may say, they go hand in hand. But right here, let's first touch on these verses right here. We have verse, let's go from 21 to 23. But Elohim, but God shall wound the head of his enemies and the hairy scalp of such and one as goeth on still in his trespasses. Verse 22. Ha'adon, Adonai, the Lord, the sovereign said, I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea. Verse 23, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of enemies, tongue of thy dogs in the same. So we have this connection right here, and the beast, right? Daniel chapter 7, chapter 7, verse 8, Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, there's the Armageddon, right? Armageddon, Revelation chapter 16, verse 16, Revelation chapter 19, verse 17, and the Schofield Bible, Study Bible note. Then verses 24, right, to 35 are descriptive of full and universal kingdom baraka blessing. And in that section, one should know verse 31, KJV Bible wise, princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia, Cush. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands to Elohim, to High Elohim. So that's in the section that's descriptive of full and universal kingdom baraka, kingdom blessing. And then we have the theme of kingdom, according to the Old Testament, Genesis 1:26, Zechariah 12 and 8, right? And this is a messianic psalm, just to note that right there. Psalm 68 is a messianic psalm, and the next psalm in the messianic psalm order is actually Psalm 69 in the Roman LXIX. But let's just zoom in on this theme here before we ride up with the 20 minutes of the Midrash, picking up with this verse here, just to kind of zoom in on what the item should pay attention for right here. When we get to Psalm 68 at verse 6 in the KJV, where it says, God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those who are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry. And an italicization says land. Actually, it is a dry. You know, in the dry. They dwell in the dry. Now, from the Hebrew perspective, this verse here, let's see, we are at verse let's turn the page right here. We are at verse 7 in the Hebrew. So KJV, it's verse 6. In the Hebrew, it's verse 7 because of the superscription, as we've mentioned before. Here it says, Elohim Moshiv Yechidim Baita. English, Elohim maketh the solitary to dwell in a house. Elohim Moshiv Yechidim Baita. He bringeth out the prisoners into prosperity. Now, note the KJV says something like this. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But here, it doesn't say anything about prosperity. But the Hebrew, let's bring the Hebrew right here, Motzi. He is the exoduser. I want to say the exoduser, to bring out, the one who brings out. Motzi. Asarim, like the one bound, Asar, one bound. Motzi, Asarim, Ba Kasharot. Now, Kasharot is interesting. Well, actually, it's pointed here as Ba Kosharot. Kosharot is from Kasha, where we get like kosher in that sense, like what is right. In a sense, but it has a prosperity implied implication, something to reason on, Chabarim. This second phrase of verse 6 in the KJV, verse 7 in the Sefer Tehillim, Motzi Asarim Bakosharot, he bringeth out the prisoners into prosperity, or Bakosharot. Very, very interesting, like you said, the Kasher theme there, and where the audible had went out, they were going to pick up on is the Ak, the part where it says Ak Sorerim Shaknu Sechicha. The rebellious dwell in a parched land, it says here, but studying the Hebrew, Shaknu, they dwell. Sechicha, in a sacha, they dwell in the sechicha, they dwell in the parts, like a parched condition. So right here is this divergence, this difference here between that second verse, he bringeth out the prisoners, ba kosharot, into a kosher, a proper, a prosperous. So kosher means proper and prosperous. Yes, I, Rastafari, kosher wrote. But here he brings out the prisons. But the KJV says, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. It's that with chains part, Chabarim, that there the translation does not quite line up. The Sefer Tehillim brings out more the true sense. He bringeth out the prisoners or the bound, Motzi Asarim, the Asirs, those who are bound, Motzi Asarim, Ba Kosharot, into prosperity, compared with he bringeth out those which are bound with chains, right? Bringing them out, but it doesn't say bring him into what. But the part we want to zoom in on right here, because now we think we have an answer for that open question we asked right there. Why did St. Garnet Silk, when he did this chant here from Psalm 68, he kind of fulfilled right around verse 20, 21. verse 20, 21. And now we see that from the study of Psalm 68 here, Scofield Study Bible says that verses 21 to 23 of Psalm 68, it refers to the regathering, the ingathering of Israel, of Yisrael, of the Beta Israel, right? And the destruction of the beast and his armies. So here, rise
be still,
up again, thank God.
All ye enemies of Jah, and know that the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, shall wound the head of his enemies. Jah, Rastafari, and his last the first. So let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth on the heavens by his name. Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie the first, our Father, strength and redeemer, who lives and rules and reigns over all living things. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God set up the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, for the rebellious dwell in dry land. O God, Jerastafari, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, when thou wendest forth before thy people, when thou did march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. But even Shinai itself was moved at the presence of God, Jerastafari, Haile Selassie I, the God of Israel. Though, O God, Jerastafari, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, did send a plentiful rain, whereby thou did confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Though, O God, Jerastafari, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, has prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that carried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the flocks, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty God, Jerastafari, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God, Jerastafari, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leave ye high hills? This is the hill which God, Jerastafari, Haile Selassie, the first, desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, is among them, as in Shinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts from man, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, might dwell among them. Blessed be the Almighty God, Jerastafari, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, who daily leadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation. And unto God, Jerastafari, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, the Lord belongeth to the issues from death. But the Lord God, Jah the Almighty, Haile Selassie, O Father, strength and redeemer, shall wound the head of his enemies, and hear his scalp of such an one as goeth unstilled in his trespasses.
Boom! Right there. Garnet fulfilled the silk chant, Psalm 68. He fulfilled that verse 21, and that verse 21 begins the section that refers to the regathering of the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, especially the Beta Israel in the Americas, the Caribbean, the regathering of the Beta Israel, and the destruction of the beast and his armies, the destruction of the beast system and his armies, these corresponding events. Yes, so this is the reason why, mystically, a prophecy right here in Psalm 68 regarding the regathering, and this is why Burhan Selassie, I and I, Rastafari Joseph said they don't want to see us get together, because the getting together, the regathering, the Beta Israel, especially from the Americas and the Caribbean, this North country in the Caribbean, where he who be who he be has so, you know, scattered I and I, that regathering goes along with the destruction. In other words, the destruction of the beast system, right, is the result of the regathering. So the regathering, Yisrael, look at the news, look at what's going on, even right here, for the record, in this 2024 year. But let's just ride up to fulfill the psalm right here, verses 22 to 35. But here, the verse that he fulfilled on, right here, but Elohim shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. That's the verse right there. Let's just get the Hebrew of this for continuity purpose. Let's just zoom in on this right here. Verse 22 in the Hebrew. Surely Elohim, Yimchat Rosh, Oy Bayo, his enemies. He will smite through, surely Elohim will smite through the head of his enemies. Ach is brother, but Ach has a sense in the Hebrew like for sure, or like for real, for sure, like surely. Ach Elohim, Yimchat Rosh Oy Bayo, the hairy scalp of him that goeth about in his guiltiness. Interesting. Kad kod, the head. You know, the head, sa'ar, hairy, the hairy head. Kad kod sa'ar, mita halek, who halakas, who goes about, like trods about, mita halek, ba shamayo, in his asham in the Hebrew, like the guilt offering, the asham, ba ashamayo. Here, just zooming in on this right here, the footnote, the hairy scalp. Here, it's interesting because there's a CF here, like a point of reference. It says the long-haired heads of the enemy, referring to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 42, and also see Judges in Shoftim, Judges 5 and 2. In ancient times, it says, in ancient times, warriors, both on our side and the other side, warriors in ancient times allowed their hair to grow long under a vow, not to have it cut until they return victorious from battle. This is the note right here on the hairy scalp, the kad kod sa'ar, right, the hairy scalp. Then the guiltiness, ba ashamayo, modern Hebrew, the ashamayo, his guiltiness. Guiltiness in this context is defiance of Ha'elohim, of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. So here, for the continuity purpose, once again, Ak Elohim Yimchat Rosh Oy Bayo, Kad Oda Sa'ara Mita Haleka Ba'ashamayo. Here.
The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God and the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their councils, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Yes, yes, Baruch Atah, Baruch Yahweh, blessed be he who be who he be. Yes, 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 I. Yes,
and when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
So here, picking up where the podcast I went off with Psalm 68, the Kare, the reading, going through the verse by verse, picking up with that verse 6 right here for the full of folk. Of the targum, of the interpretation and reasoning here.
My Shema is like to dwell, but really who causes to dwell, who causes one to seat up. So Elohim, Moshiv, Elohim maketh to dwell the Yechidim, those who are alone, Yechidim, or alone or only, in other words, Baita. The sense of it here in the Hebrew is like those who are alone, who are in a sense almost like homeless and alone, he directs them to the house. He makes them dwell in the house, but not just bites, but it's the baita. You know, like if I'm saying to somebody in Hebrew, I'm on my way, like home, I would say more instead of saying bait, I'll say baita. Baita, like I'm homeward, right? So bringing out that sense here. Elohim Moshiva Yechidim Baita. Motzi asarim ba kosharot. He bringeth out the prisoners, the asarim, the asarim, asar, right? Asarim ba kosharot. To like in kosharot, in prosperity, right? Kosharot. He bringeth out the prisoners, those who were asarim, those who were bound, right? He motzi is the same sense, like he causes them to exodus, the prisoners to exodus, in, right, in prosperity. Ba kosharot, motzi asarim ba kosharot, akazori shaknu tzichiha. The rebellious, the sense here is ak. Ak is interesting because some translation says, but the rebellious. Ak. We're not saying as some might think it is, not knowing real Hebrew. The word for brother is ach, not ak. The word for brother in the Hebrew is ach. Ak is like an interjection, an expression that means for show, like no doubt about it, ak, ak. So whatever after it is to affirm, like certainly it's like this, for sure, truly, right? It brings out that, even has a verily sense in translation. So here it says ak, sorri, almost like for sure the rebellious, the sorrim, the rebels, the sorrim, ak, sorrim, shakanu. Shakanu, shakanu. They will shakan, shakan. They will dwell, right? So there's certain words for dwelling against the detail of different senses. It's like the sanctuary is called a mishkan, that sense of dwelling, right? And then one's referred to even the sense of the spirit dwelling in us, the shekinah or the shekinah within that sense. So the shakan sense to dwell. So here it says for sure, the rebellious, they will dwell tzechicha. Tzechicha, tzechicha. Now, interesting about the word tzechicha, it means like someplace that's very dry. Even in the Hebrew, bringing out the word tzechicha, tzechicha. So even in saying it, it has kind of a sense of tzechicha, tzechicha. Even to enunciate it, it has an idea, a vibe of like you in a dry place. And you're trying to describe how dry you are, tzechicha. Right, so it has a sense. But what's interesting is the prophetic connection, since we have this Psalm 68, princes shall come out of Egypt, is definitely alluding to the incidences of the Exodus, both then and pointing to the revealed prophetic past and the prophetic future present ad infinitum to come, and the connection of Ethiopia. This is what's interesting here in today's Psalm. So even this here also applies, right, to the careless children of Israel and also the careless Ethiopians. The rebellious dwell, it says, but in a parched land, or in a dry land. So the change from where it says that Elohim maketh the lonely, the yechidim, the ones who are like alone, you know, to dwell in a house, and bringing out the asarim, the prisoners, like causing the prisoners to exodus, ba kosharot, in prosperity. And then it says, ak, for sure. So while this happened, the translator thinking in the KJV, it says, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. But, like on the other hand, this doesn't have the but sense. It has a sense of he bringeth out the prisoners into prosperity. For sure, the rebellious are going to dwell in a parched condition. It doesn't say parched land, but the tzechicha is a very dry place. That's why even the enunciation of the sound kind of brings out that vibe there, Hebraically speaking. So here, let's just look at the King James and the Sefer Tehillim. Look at the King James, you know, because I'm seeking to remember the Hebrew, you know, mainly. So here, it says, God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out, so he said, Beitah is like a house, but the house sense, one could say, the connection with family. He bringeth out those that are bound in chains. It's interesting, because here, there's no, the word chains is not here in the Hebrew. So the Hebraic sense, asirim, is those who are asir. Asir is like somebody who's bound. It doesn't have to be chained, but they bound. So bringing out those who are bound, like those who are bound, bringing them out free. But the literal sense of chains is not there. But it says, but the rebellious dwell in a dry. If you look at the King James Version, the translators at least italicize the word land. So it doesn't just mean that they dwell in a dry land, like we say famine, like in Ethiopia, right? We talk about the famine in Ethiopia, right? You know what I'm saying? And that's a dry land, and we say because of godless and creeping cool. That is one sense of it. That's like the overt sense. But the deeper sense is that it's not just a dry land. They dwell in the dry. You know what I'm saying? The dry. It's one thing to dwell in a dry land. I mean, look at those, you know, those oil-rich, you know, Middle Eastern or Arab nations, they might be in a dry land, but they can have all the luxuries because what it says that he bringeth out here, it says the prisoners into prosperity. But look at the flip mode. But the rebellious, right, dwell in a dry land. So they translate here, but the rebellious. It should be for sure. So if we read it even in this sense, he bringeth out those which are bound with chain or more better. This is so interesting. I'm looking at this here in the KJV. I'm looking at the Hebrew part right here. And when the Hebrew says motzi asari ba kosharot, and the Hebrew sense is bringing out the prisoners to prosperity, then I'm looking at KJV here, and it says, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. I'm saying, this is what we've been used to, you know, this version right here. But the mobeta sense is bringing out the prisoners to, the idea of prosperity is not there, because there's a contrast here. I'm just zooming in here, because there's a contrast here. There's a contrast, right, between what Elohim does for the solitary, right, the solitary. What he does for the prisoners or those, quote, bound with chains. But what they don't have here is that prosperity for those who formerly were bound, you know, those who were bound with chains. And then the contrast, right? Now we're contrasting their situation or their condition with the rebellious, because it's clear the word koshara is prosperity, but in a plural sense. Get this here. The word koshara here in the seventh verse in the Hebrew corresponding with the sixth verse of the KJV. It's the part where in the KJV it says, God setteth the solitary in families. It's the part here, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But there's something that's lost here. When we look at the Hebrew, the Hebrew mobeta has, he bringeth out the prisoners to prosperity. Now the word koshara, right, is the H3574. In the Hebrew, this part is hareg. This part of the verse is motzia. Motzia sarima ba kosharot. Kosharot is the plural of koshara. Koshara. What is koshara? Some interpret koshara as prosperity. Koshara in one sense can be singing in a sense, but it's also in the plural sense, it's freedom. And koshara, right, it comes from the H3787, the kasher. And kasher in the biblical Hebrew means, it comes out to properly, to be straight or right. To be straight or right. The implication of the kasha root in ba kosharot and kashara is to be acceptable. Also, it's a sense of to succeed or to prosper, right? To direct, to be right, and to prosper. And this is significant here in the first part in the opening verses of today's psalm, the advent of Hailahim, of the Elohim of the Hebrews and the effects and the affects. And prosperity needs to be emphasized. It says, he brings out those who are bound in chains. Well, the Hebrew sums it up by saying the Asarim are those who are Asir. You know, they are bound. So we get that idea. But here it says, Motzi. He brings them out. He causes them to exit. Who? The Asarim, those who are bound, Bakasharot. In, Ba, right? The Beit Asensia, Ba, in Kosharot, the plural, which is freedom. He bringeth them out, freedom, but the freedom has a sense of not just freedom, but there is a prosperity idea that is lost, that is not brought out. Right? To succeed, to please, to be suitable, to be proper, to be advantageous. They come out after being bound and being in a disadvantageous condition. They are now brought out into an advantageous condition. This is one of the effects of the advent. When it says, let Elohim, may Elohim arise. Yakum Elohim, Yafutsu Oibayo, Yanusu. We are nusu misanayo mipanayo. May Elohim arise and may his enemies be scattered. Yakum Elohim yafutsu oibayo. And make them that hate, the hater that hate him, flee before him. We are nusu Yanusu, we Yanusu, Misanayo, Mipanayo. Now, what is important about this opening verse, didn't touch on it earlier, but right here, the ones who are hearing, get this. This is the ancient watchword for Yisrael. The opening verses of today's psalm, Mizmor Samek Chet, is the watchword, Yisrael's ancient watchword. We have an adaptation here, right, in Le David Mizmor Shir, in a psalm, a chant, Eyes of David, a song. We have in the opening verse an adaptation from Bamidbar, right, the Sefer Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 10, verse 35. It's an adaptation of Yisrael's ancient watchword. Almost like a password, watchword, that watchword. And if you read and study Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, you'll see this is in connection with the movement of the Aron HaBrit, Ethiopically known as the Tabot, right? Tabotu, the Ark. The Ark of the Covenant. So this is very, very important here. Elohim's victory, victories, today's psalm, and just zooming in right here up to the Selah, but seeking to bring out the very important prosperity that gets lost in the KJV translation. The sense is, okay, he bringeth out those who are bound with chain, but he bringeth out the prisoners in prosperity. He bringeth out the prisoners in prosperity. For sure, the rebellious dwell in the dry. They dwell in, let's look at this right here, they dwell in dry. They dwell in a dry. Not so much land. The word land is not there. And at least the KJV put the italics, land in the italics. They dwell in the dry. Since man is a tripartite being, my... It's not just the dryness of the land and the natural and the physical that affects our body, but their spirit is dry. Their psyche, their soul, cycle, spiritually, they're dry, right? The rebellious. So this contrast right here, right, with what Elohim, right, the good effects and also for the rebellious, the adverse affects. That's the opening, we say the opening six, seven or so verses right here. Hebraically, right, verses 1 to, we're going to take the 1 to 8, corresponding with the KJV, 1 to 7, right here, here, here. Here we have the Chet verse, right, Hebraically, the 8th verse, but in the King James Version, it goes along with what you have as the 7th verse. Elohim, b'tzeitika lifnei ameka, b'tzeidika, b'tzeidika, Bia Shimon Selah. O Elohim, Elohim, when thou wentest forth before thy people. Now when it says when thou wentest forth, Hebraically these are the words connected with the idea of Exodus. Elohim b'tzeitika or tzeatika, in the more the older, b'tzeatika, b'tzeatika, Bitzetika, Bitzatika, Bitzat, Tzat, coming out. Elohim, Bitzatika, Lifnei, Lifnei, before, in the face, in the presence, Ameka, Amecha, Ameka, of the eye, male people. Bitzaidika, Bitzaidika, when the eye did march, right? The Tsa'ad, tsa'ad, right, taking that, almost like the military steps, the military steps. Now, this here opens the next portion of today's psalm, corresponds to KJV, verses 7 to 18, Hebraically verses 8 to 19. The past, right, is reviewed with this particular verse right here, up to the Selah, Elohim b'tzeitika lifnei ameka, b'tzeidika, Bia Shimon, Bi Shimon, Bi Shimon. Here, translated translates as through the desert. Oh, Elohim, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march, did trod, really the tzad, did trod in the I trod in the I march, right? The march of the black man, the march of Ethiopia. Ethiopia on the march. Remember that historical? In his times he shall shew who is the blessed and the only potentate, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, conquering lion, the tribe of Judah. You remember that video? With the march. So this idea of the march, right? The march. When thou this march, right? Through the wilderness. Now take note of the Yeshimon. There's the Yeshimon. Yeshimon. Here, the word for wilderness is not the usual used elsewhere in the Torah, the Midbar, Bamidbar, but here we have the Yeshimon. Yeshimon, Bishimon. And then this brings us here to the Selah. When thou wentest forth to guide your people through the trackless wilderness. In the wilderness there were no steps. So he guides us in a way where there's no way. This brings out the actual experiential sense of it with the B'nai Yisrael. He guided your people through the trackless wilderness in a what? Pillar of cloud by day, right? And a pillar of fire by night. We have this in Shemot in Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. And then it brings us to the Selah. The Selah. Selah. The Selah is not inserted to mark the end so much of a section. Sometimes people might think it marks the end of a section, but it's to create an impressive pause. An impressive pause in that while the music, the Isis, right, the chant, the music, the dove, we can say, while the music played, the worshippers, they could iditate. They iditated upon this, even this tremendous fact. Yes, I, Rastafari. This right here, this is the true fact.
Lanatziach lid David mizmor shir. Yaqum Elohim yafutzoi bayo. Vyanusua misanayo mipanayo. Kehindof ashantindof. Kehimesa donaga mipne eish. Yobdu rishayim mipne Elohim. Vitzadikim yismechu ya'alusua lifne Elohim. Vyasisua biyasimcha. Shiru l'Elohim, zamru shmo, solua la rokeba ba rabota, de ya shmo, we ilzua lifanayo, abia yitomima we dayan almanota, Elohim bia meona kadisho, Elohim moshiba yechidim baita. Motzia srima ba kosharota, akasorima shaknua tzichicha. Elohim betzateka lifne ameka, betzadeka bi Shimon. Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Yes, 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 yes. Psalm 68. Horace Andy classic. Here. This is the outro and moving forward with today's daily Psalm 126. Also has an Exodus theme and a return theme. Here. Psalm 68. Classic Horace Andy, but the double eyes 90. On the 90, the observer called the new name dub. Also, Horace Andy on the dub, Psalm 68. Here.
The Bible tell I that God will come again in a new name. It will be terrible and dreadful.
Psalm 68. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, 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 and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till everyone submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God, to God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, the segue right here. We have the evening psalm, but just continuing in the theme of the daily psalms as we find in the season, blessed be Baruch Elohim.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
So the Shavat Zion, the return to Zion Psalms. We have Psalm 126 right here.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things. Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with 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 sheaves.
Bringing his sheaves with him, that sense of gathering and harvesting and joy.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Rastafari.
A little bit more on when the Psalm 68 fulfilled with that key theme, Baruch Elohim. Here we have this on the board just to share this before we get into today's daily psalm, right? Look a bit more, but also the evening psalm, Psalm 81, coming forward. But in Psalm 119, there's a phraseology that finds its way into Yehudi and Judaic worship, and you know, in tracing the history is some thousands of years old, because based on the Psalms and based on that ancient worship pattern. So in Psalm 119, I think around about verse 12, we get this when we say Baruch. Some say Barakata, but Baruch Ata Baruch. Now Barak means he blessed, he increased, he kneeled, so to speak. But right here, Psalm 119, verse 12, the blessed art thou, that particular Hebraic Judaic formula, Baruch Atah. Modern Hebrew will say Baruch Atah Adonai, or perhaps to say Baruch Atah Hashem. But according to what is written, right, we have Baruch Atah Yahuwah.
Right, 119, here. Psalm 119, the 12th verse, Psalm 119, the 12th verse right here. Psalm 119, the 12th verse right here. It says, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Baruch atah Yahuwah, lamdeini chukeka, thy statutes. Blessed art thou, the key phrase, Baruch atah Yahuwah, we say the Hashem. Other Yehudis would replace the Hashem, the Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahweh, they replace it by Adonai. So you might often hear Yehudi say, Baruch atah Baruch Adonai.
Baruch Adonai.
We taught them that. Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou, O Jehovah. Blessed art thou, in relation of man to Ha-Elohim, to the power, Ha-Elohim. To bless. What does to bless mean in relation of man to Ha-Elohim? It means to prosper his cause by our I concentration, focus of heart, heartical, focus of heart, soul, and might to the advancement of his kingdom, Malkuto, in the royal Amharic, to Mengistu, to his kingdom, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, right, as it is in heaven. Baruch atah Yahuwah, blessed art thou. So once again, we know that blessing in the sense of Elohim to man is to cause us to increase, But how is it that we can bless he who be who he be? How can we increase? You know, we can't increase him. He is the Almighty. So the reason in here, and this is coming from today's Psalm, Psalm 119, the Torah, Yahweh of life, Baruch Ata Adonai, blessed art thou, Baruch Ata, 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 the I, speaking directly to him, speaking to him male, Ata, Baruch Ata, blessed art the I, he who be who he be. In relation of man, of I, not a human being, to the power to bless, means to prosper his cause by I and I focus, our concentration of heart, heartically, soul, psychically, might, to the advancement of Malkuto, Mengistu, and the advancement of his kingdom, even the fulfillment of the Our Father prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Yes, I, Rastafari, 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 Rastafari,
Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari.
And so here the evening psalm appointed for the fifth day, that's called Thursday. Evening psalm, Psalm 81.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good for the passerby instead. Humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, E.T.
Psalm 81.
מזמור פה א' למנצח על הגיטי לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
עוזנו, הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
לאלוהי יעקב. הריעו לאלוהי יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock. Should I have satisfied,
I'm in love in Africa.
here, 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 that bringing us right here to day five, the fifth Aliyah right here, here, here. Luku Batalua, the fifth Aliyah for Shabbat Yitro, for Sabbath Yitro.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
So here, 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 we have Exodus chapter 19, 5 days, Aliyah, 5 days reading for this weekly Torah portion. Picking up with Exodus chapter 19, verse 7 to verse
chapter
20.
Chapter 19, here at verse 7 for the Chamishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat. Vayavo Moshe, vayikra le'ziknei ha'am, vayasem lifneihem, et kol ha'devarim, ha'el asher siwahu Yahuwah. And here, 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 Shema Yisra, here for the Chamishi, here for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth of offering up here for this Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 19, here at verse 7 for the Chamishi Aliyah, for this Shabbat. Vayavo Moshe, vayikra le'ziknei ha'am, vayasem lifneihem, et kol ha'devarim, ha'el asher siwahu Yahuwah. And Moshe came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, commanded him. Vayabo Moshe, vayikra ziknei ha'am, vayasem lifneihem et kol ha'devarim ha'ele asher siwahu Yahuwah. And Moses came, vayabo Moshe, and called, vayikra, and called for the elders of the people, vayikra liziknei ha'am, and set before them, vayasem lifneihem, and set before their faces, their perception, vayasem lifneihem, et kol ha'devarim ha'ele, all these words, et kol ha'devarim ha'ele, asher siwahu Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded. Here, the fifth dispensation. Law, Torah, extends to the cross. Compare and contrast from Exodus chapter 19, verse 8, to the gospel according to Matthew chapter 27, verse 35. The fifth dispensation, Torah, law, direction, instruction, teaching, law, extends to the cross. Verse 8, and all the people answered together, and said, all that Yahuwah, all that Jehovah have spoken, we will do. And Moshe and Moses returned the words of the people to Jehovah. Vayainu kol ha'am yachdau vayomru kol asher diber Yahuwah. Na'iseh, vaya shev Moshe, eta divrei ha'am, eli Yahuwah. And all the people answered together. Vaya'innu kol ha'am yachidau. And all of the people answered together. Vaya'innu kol ha'am yachidau. And said, vayomru, all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath spoken, we will do. Call Asher Diber Yahuwah Na'iseh. All that Yahuwah, that Jehovah hath spoken, we will do. Call Asher Dibari Yahuwah Na Iseh. Vayashev Moshe et Devrei Ha'am Eli Yahuwah. And Moses reported. And Moses returned. And Moses reported. Vayashev, 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 Moshe. Eta Dibrei Ha'am, the Dibrei, the words of Ha'am, of the people. Eli Yahuwah, to cha, redemption. Third item, experience. To a people under Torah, under law, direction, instruction, under teaching. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity. The Hebrew Trinity is, quote, in a thick cloud, end quote, and unapproachable. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, lo, look, I come to thee, in a thick cloud, that the people Ha'am may hear when I speak with thee, and be live and amen and admit as true thee, forever. And Moshe and Moses told the words of Ha'am of the people to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said to Moshe, go to Ha'am and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them and make them wash the clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day, Yahuwah, Jehovah will come down in the sight of all Ha'am, all the people upon Mount Sinai, upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds to Ha'am, to the people round about, saying, take heed, take to heed, yourself, take yourself, heed, yourself, heed, yourself, heed, go, heed, go, heed, go, heed, up, go up, into, up, into go mount, up, into mount, up, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount, Ahar, shall be surely put to death. There shall not an hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through, whether it be a beast or a man. It shall not live. When the trumpet, the shofar soundeth long, they shall come up to Ha'har. They shall come up to the mount. And hear the Sheishi le Sephardim. Here is the Sheishi for the Sephardim. Here, Exodus chapter 19 at verse 14. The Sheishi, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth offering up, the sixth greeting. Here, the Sephardim. Why Yereda Moshe Mina Hahara Illa Ha'am? Why Kadesha Eta Ha'am? Why Kavasua Sima Lotam? And Moshe and Moses went down from Ha'har, went down from the mount to the people, and sanctified the people. And they washed their clothes. And he said to Ha'am, he said to the people, be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the Boker in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon Ha'har, upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet, the voice of the shofar, exceeding loud, so that all Ha'am, all the people that in the camp trembled. And Moshe brought forth Ha'am, brought forth the people out of the camp, to meet with Ha'Elohim. And they stood at the nether part of Ha'har, at the nether part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because Yahuwah Jehovah descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moshe spake, and Elohim, and the true good, the true God, answered him by a voice in Voka. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, came down upon Har Sinai, upon Mount Sinai, on the of Hahar, on the top of the mount. And Yahweh Jehovah called Moshe to the top of the mount. And Moshe and Moses went up, and Moses, Aliyah.
Yes, Moses, he went up, and the shofar, the ram's horn, the shofar. Also see the fifth day psalm here with the fifth day's Aliyah, the reading here for Shabbat Yitro, Sabbath Jethro, the sound of the shofar and the voice of Yahweh.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon, to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
And so here, the Zion, the Sion, the Zion theme, the Sion theme right here, even in today's daily psalm, according to Royal Order, Psalm 126. Shavat, Sion, the return to Zion, the return of Sion, of Zion. Zion, the castle of great King David, the seat of the monarchy. Zion, the Davidic monarchy. Here, hold firm. Yes, I. Why?
And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, 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 captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, great things, great things, great things, great things, great things, great things. Psalm 126. And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves. And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. Captivity of Zion. Captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, great things, great things, great things, great things. Psalm 126. And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. We were like them that dreamed. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves.
Today's daily psalm, Psalm 126, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow Kof Kaf Vav. Here we have a song of the ascents, ascension psalm. Theme here is the three times in the year, the Shalosh Regalim, the going to Jerusalem, the going up, the sense of the going up to Jerusalem, to return to the land. It's like going up, to go up, to Aliyah up. The Shir HaMa'elot, Shir HaMa'elot. Here, today's daily psalm has a theme of a disappointed hope. Well, this title is very, very interesting. In context, the psalm is Likul, but it's Talua right here, here, here. Here, we like to begin off with some of the Hebrew, going to a verse by verse, and then a zoom in. First verse, enigmatic, when Yahuwah brought back those that return to Zion. Here we're looking at the Sefer Tehillim. We know that, let's look at the English here, here, here. Just a little compare and contrast, because then you see the translation and then you look at the Hebrew and try to see, well, could the English possibly be really brought out from the Hebrew sense of it? So here for Psalm 126 in the KJV, it's called a Song of Degrees. Hebraically, a song of ascents, a song, not a psalm, that's mizmor here, it's a song, right? A song, Shir HaMa'elot, Shir HaMa'elot, Shir HaMa'alot, Ma'alot, Allah, 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 to go up, to ascend. When Yahuwah turned again, the captivity of Zion, the captivity of Zion, Bishuv, Yahuwah et Shivat Zion, the Shivat Zion, the Shivat, the captivity. So the KJV brings it out as when Yahuwah turned again the captivity of Zion. In the Hebrew, Bishuv Yahuwah et Shivat Zion, when Yahuwah brought back those that returned, those that Shibat Sion, Shabbat, Sion, modern Hebrew, Shabbat, Sion, Shabbat, Sion. The captives of Zion, those that return. So this is an interesting study sense. Second part of the first verse, KJV wise, we were like them that dream. We were like them that dream. We were like them that dream. It says here, the Hebrew, Hebraically, hayinu, hayinu, we haya, haya, like to be, or in the sense of the Hebraic were, hayinu, we were, right? We were k'holmim, k'like holmim, holmim, from the halam, cholem sense to dream, k'holmim, we were like dreamers. We were like those that dream. We were like dreamers. We were like to them that dream. But the first part, when Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion, Bishuv Yahuwah et Shabbat Sion, or is it more like when Jehovah turned again the captivity of Sion, we were like them to them that dream. So let's go through a little verse by verse basics of the Hebraic right here, here, here. Yes, I. 1 to 22. Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. Mizmor Kof Kaf Vav. Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. Psalm 126. Psalm CXXVI. Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. Shir Hama'ilot. Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shibata Zion. Hayinu K'cholmim. Shir Hama'ilot. Shir Hama'alot. A song of ascent, a song of degrees, shir, a song, hama'ilot, of goings up, hama'alot, shir hama'alot, b'shuv, Yahuwah, eta shibata tzion, when Yahuwah, he who be, we be, when Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion, b'shuv, Yahuwah, eta shibat tzion. Hayinu, we were, we became, hayinu, k'cholmim, we became like dreamers, we became like to them that dream, hayinu, k'cholmim, b'shuv, Yehoah, eta shibata tzion, hayinu, k'cholmim, az imale, sechok apinu, u leshonenu rinna, az yomru bagoyim, hikadil Yehoah la'esota. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, Yahuwah, Jehovah have done great things with these. Az yimale sechok apinu, as then yimale being filled sechok laughter pinu, our mouth, az yimale sechok apinu, u leshonenu rinna, and our tongue, u leshonenu rinna, with singing, u leshonenu rinna, az yomru bagoyim, then, as said they, yomru, among the nations, bagoyim, among the Gentiles, the nations and nationalities, az yomru bagoyim, higadili Yahuwah la'esot aim eile, Yahuwah hath done great things with these. Higadil, great. Yahuwah, he who be, we be. La is sought to do, la is sought in with ale, with these. In ale. Higadil, Yahuwah, la is sought in ale. Higadil, Yahuwah, la is sought imanu. Hayinu simachim, Yahuwah, Jehovah have done great things with us. We are rejoiced. Higadili Yahuwah la esot imanu. Higadil great, Yahuwah, he who be, we be.
La is sought to do Imanu with us. Hikadili Yahuwah, La Isota Imanu. Hayinu, we becoming. Hayinu, Simachim. Hayinu, Simachim. Joyful ones, rejoices, Simachim. Shuba Yahuwah, Eta Shibuteinu. Ka Efikim, Ba Negev, Ba Negev. Turn our captivity, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, as the streams in the dry land, as the streams in the Negev in the south. Shubah, Shubah, turn, Yahuwah, Shubah, Yahuwah, turn, O Jehovah, et Shibuteinu, turn our turning, turn, restore our fortunes to say, turn our captivity, that is the Katib, what is written, et Shibuteinu, turn our captive ones, turn our captivity, the Katib and the Kare, Shuba, Yahuwah, et Shibuteinu, Shuba, Yahuwah, et Shibiteinu, ka as Ifikim, the streams, Banegeb, in the Negev, in the south. Ha Zoraima Bidimaah, Bitrina Yikazor. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Ha Zoraim, the sowers, Ha Zoraim, the sowers, Bidimaah, in tears. Ha Zoraim Bidima, Bitrina Yikasoru, Bitrina in joy, in singing, in joy, rejoicing tones, Bitrina Yikasoru, Yikasoru, they shall reap. Haloka Yeleka Ua Bako Nose Mesheka Ha Zara, Bo Yabo, Bitrina Noseya Ilmutayo, though he goeth on his way weeping, that beareth the measure of seed, he shall come home with joy, bearing his sheaves. Halok yelek, going, his going, and I send haloka yeleka, u bako, and weeping, nose, carrying, bearing, mesheka ha zara, the measure of seed, Meshek Hazara, Bo Yabo. The first part, Halok Yelek, trotting his trod, Halok Yelek, though he goeth on his way, Halok Yelek, going his going, in a sense of trotting his trod, Halok Yelek, Ubako, and weeping, no say, lifting, bearing, no say, Meshek Hazara, the measure of seed, Bo Yabo, the sense of go, his going, in the sense of he shall come home, go, his going, Bitrina, with joy and singing tones, no say, bearing, carrying, lifting up, no say, bearing, elumotayo, bearing his sheaves, Mizmor Kof Kafwau, Shir Hama Elot, Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shibata Tzion, Hayinu Kecholmi, Az Yimale Sehok Apino, Ulishonenu Rina, Az Yomru Bagoyim, Hikadili Yahuwah La Esota Im Eile, Hikadili Yahuwah La Esot Imanu, Hayinu Asimachim, Shuba Yahuwah Eta Shibutenu, Shuba Yahuwah Eta Shibitenu, Kalfikima Banegev, Ha Zoraima Bidima, Bitrina Yikasoru, Haloka Yeleka Ubako, Nose Mesheka Hazara, Boya Boa Bitrina, Nose Elumotayo.
Hear. Interesting right there. That was the verse 5 we have here.
Ha-Zor-Im, Zor-Im, Zor-Im, the sick, the Soa, the Zor-Im. And here I'd like to share this tune, Jop, come on, right here, call Ha-Zar-Im, Zar-Im, Ha-Zar-Im, Zar-Im, the seeds, Zor-Im, the sower of seeds, right here, here for riding up. More today's daily song.
שתלנו ים אבות, שהפרחנו רבות הדרכים, שצללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו. אדמה טמאה למים כמוני לא פחות, עצים צריכים אוויר וגם אני רוצה לחיות. בעולם כה משונה שהכל כל כך שונה, רע וטוב מתערבבים וזה לא במקרה. יש מחכים שהמזל יבוא בדלת וידפוק, ויש כאלה שיודעים שהעולם ישתוק. כל הזרעים ששתלנו ים אבות, שהפרחנו רבות הדרכים, שצללנו שונות ומשונות החלטות שקיבלנו.
Says that all seeds, bear the desired fruit. You know what I mean? And since you think of today's Psalm 126, it's a disappointed hope, right? Feeling of disillusionment underlies this pathetic psalm here. Look up at Talawas, because the glorious expectations aroused by the edict of Koresh, aka Cyrus,
during the time of the Babylonian return from the Babylonian exile are compared with the meagerness of what had so far had been achieved. So this is this psalm, the context of this particular psalm. The comparison inspires a petition that the immediate future would be blessed with prosperity. So here, zooming on this first verse right here, the Shavat Zion and Hayinu, we being like the Holmim, like the dreamers. Here,
Shalom. So here, a few highlights on today's psalm. Mizmor Kof Kaf. Wow. Psalm 126. Psalm CXXVI. So we have the opening. It's a song of degrees, a song of ascents, or a song of goings up. It's a sheer song. Sheer song. Mizmor is a chant, an intonation, a chant. We say eyes is here. We have a song. Sheer Hama'illot. Hama'illot. Ha the ma'illot. Or ma'alot, as some would say. Pointed as Hama'illot. 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 That ma'alot. The aliyah, the going up. So this is a song of degrees. And here we have the overview. Today's psalm recalls and recalling the joy of past deliverance, and Ha'el's, the true good, the true God's, Jah's covenant community asking for a fresh display of Jah's power, and confidently, Godfidently, so to speak, anticipating thee and I and I sorrow, the sorrow being transformed into joy. So today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, recalls the joy of past deliverance. And here, Jah's covenant, the covenant community, is asking for a fresh display of Jah's power, and confidently, anticipating that there and I and I sorrow be transformed and is being transformed into joy. Overview of today's psalm. Now, some theme today's psalm is more Kof Kaf Wow, or some would say Kof Kaf Vav. Psalm 126, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, as a disappointed hope, a feeling of disillusionment. Some say underlies this pathetic psalm. Some say it's there's a pathos, there's suffering, there's sorrow, pathology, the pathology of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow. The glorious expectations aroused by the verdict of Koresh. Koresh Hebraically is Cyrus, are compared with the meagerness of what had so far been reached. Now, the historical point of view of Cyrus and Darius and Koresh and Cyrus. Cyrus is the one who gave the Yehudi, the Jews, the black Jews of Persia, the right to that community, the right to return after the 70 years. The 70 years of the southern kingdom. The southern kingdom, Yehuda, right, the last of the Jedi, the Judahites, as Yisrael, the northern 10 tribes, were taken into captivity by Assyria. Then later on, we have the southern kingdom, the Judahite, the Yehudi kingdom, going into captivity in Babylon. And after 70 years, Koresh, Cyrus, he grants an edict of a right of return, the right of return. So we get the Ezra, the time period of Ezra in the scriptures, Ezra and Nehemiah, Ezra and Nehemiah. So this is what this psalm here it speaks to as well. And the comparison inspires here a petition that the immediate future would be blessed with prosperity. So getting a context, right, so we'll know what the Isis, the chant is for, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, Psalm CXXVI, Song of Ascents. It's a sheer Hama'illot, song of the goings up, Hama'illot, of the aliyahs, as Ma'illot, Ma'alot is a plural word, the goings up, speaking of the pilgrim festival, but also speaking of the aliyah, the returning out of exile. The aliyah is also the returning out of exile and the going up to the promised land, to the holy land. So, Shir Hama'illot. So here, let's touch on the first verse right here. The Aleph verse. In the Hebrew, the title, a song of degrees, a song of ascents, is part of the Aleph, the first verse. Now, in the KJV, it reads, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. So here, the first verse in the KJV, King James Wise, a song of degrees, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. The Evraist in the Hebrew, Bebrit,
we have Bishub Yehoah et Shibat Zion Hayinu Kholmin. So here, Hebraically translated, when he who be who he be, Yehoah, brought back those that returned to Zion. Bishub Yehoah et Shibat Zion. Et Shibat. Shibat, some would enunciate it as Shivat. Shivat. Bishub Adonai et Shivat Zion. In the modern Hebrew, but here, Masoretically, according to the scripts, Bishub Yehoah et Shibat Zion. Bishub. Bishub. In returning, in turning, in returning, he who be who he be, et Shibat, the captivity. Here we have Shibat brought out in the KJVS, captivity, Hebraically, when he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, brought back or returned, brought back, returned, Bishub Yehoah, Bishub Yehoah, those that returned at Shibat Zion, those that returned to Zion. So here from this one opening verse, the first part of the verse, we have two translations. The KJV says, when Yahuwah Jehovah turned again the captivity of Zion. Here we have when Yahuwah, when Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion. So now, the precise significance of the title is important. The title is a song of degrees, a song of ascents, a song of the goings up. Shir ha-ma'ilot. Ha-ma'ilot. Ha, the ma'ilot. Shir ha-ma'ilot. This appears in Psalms 120 to Psalm 134. So these are the ascension psalms, the pilgrim psalms. Some say the significance of the title is unclear to them, but it's clear to us as we study this from the HD, the Hebrew definition, the context of we, the black Jews, of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. It's clear that these are the psalms. These psalms right here are the psalms that are recited when the worshippers, the pilgrims, ascend the road to Yerushalayim. The road to Yerushalayim, the road to Zion, the road to Zion, to celebrate, to celebrate the annual religious sacred feasts and festivals, the Mo'adei Yahuwah, the Mo'adei Yahweh, the feasts, the festivals, the appointments, the Shalosh Regalim, the Shalosh, the three Regalim, the three pilgrim festivals, as it says in HaTorah, three times in the year shall all the males appear in the place, the Makom HaMakom, the spot, the place where Yahuwah, where he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, has placed his name, appointed for his name, has set his name. And that place being Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, that place being Zion. Now the connection of Zion and Jerusalem is particularly interesting, not to get into it right here, but we have the pilgrims here on the road to Zion. First stop, Zion. First stop is Zion, and then continuing to ascend to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. Right? So we have to look at a map so we can get the topical view of things. First, the road to Zion. First stop, Zion, Zion. Then continuing the ascend, continuing the ma'ilot, the aliyah, the going up to Yerushalayim. So the title, firstly, foremostly, the Shir HaMa'ilot. HaMa'ilot. Song of degrees, song of ascents, song of the goings up. Now, with the first part of the verse, so we have the title, we have the first part of the verse, and the second part. The first part, when he who be who he be turned again. Turned again. Bishub. Bishub. Turned again. Or when he who be who he be brought back. Returned. Bishub. Yehoah. Bishub. Yehoah. Bishubi. Yehoah. Et Shibat Zion. Et Shibat Zion. Or some would say Et Shibat Zion. Turned again. The captivity. The captivity. So here we have the H7870 word. Sheba. The Sheba. What is the Sheba? Sheba, right, at the root of Shibat, the Sheba is a return captivity. A return, a captivity. Literally in the Hebrew, it's a return. A Sheba, a return, a turn, because a turn again, the sense of turning again. If you return something, you turn it again. If you like to return it, it's to turn it again.
right? But in the context here, bringing out the sense of the captivity, et Shabbat Zion, or when he who be who he be turned again those that return, those that turned again to Zion. So the rendering that we have here in the RV, the Revised Version margin, is often a paraphrase rather than a translation. Within like the KJV, many times you get a paraphrase, right? The phrase in a varied form is common in the scriptures, is common in the Bible, and is best explained as, quote, turned the turning of Zion. When he who be who he be turned the turning of Zion. Bishubi Yehovah et Shabbat Zion. Shub, bishub, in turning, turned, returning, turning. Bishub Yehovah et Shabbat Zion. When he who be who he be turned the turning of Zion, turned the turning of Zion. Turned the turning of Zion. Made a change in her circumstances. In her circumstances. We say her, speaking of Zion, speaking of Zion, and even by extension, speaking of her, speaking of her, speaking of Yerushalayim, speaking of she, speaking of her, the soul of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's soul people. The soul being she as well. When he who be who he be made a change, Bishub Yehovah, a change in her circumstances, et Shabbat Zion, restored her, some would say restored her fortune, restored her baraka, restored her blessedness, her set-apartness, that sense of the sorrow, right, the sorrow, the apparent sorrow being turned into joy. Hebraically speaking, turns with a turning toward his people. When he who be who he be turns with a turning. Bishub, you have Bishub at the root of Shabbat. Bishub Yehovah et Shabbat Zion. When he who be who he be turns with a turning, Zion, Zion, his people. Now the Hebrew noun Shabbat, Shabbat or Shavat, modern Hebrew Shabbat, Shivat, Shivat, ancient pointing, Shabbat, Shabbat. It occurs, interestingly enough, it occurs only here in the Brit Yeshana, in the Old Testament, the Brit Yeshana in the Hebrew Old Testament scriptures. Only here do we have Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat. For this reason, many translators and expositors on the scripts, they prefer to amend the form, right? They refer to amend the form, amending the form, like in some sense, re-seeing, re-pointing, amending the form to the more common Shavit, the more common Shavit, Shavit, Shavit or Shabit, Shabit, ancient pointing Shabit, 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 or to Shabut, Shabut, modern pointing Shavut, Shavut. So we have Shabit and Shabut for the Shabbat. So now when you're looking at the Hebrew, what we see is in the written form, we have the Sheen, Yod, Beit, and Tau. The Sheen, Yod, Beit, and Tau. In the amended form, to the more common form, we have the Sheen, Beit, Yod, and Tau. The Sheen, Beit, Yod, and Tau. And then in the Shabbat sense, we have the Sheen, Beit, Wow, and Tau. Right, if you look at the Hebrew, the Yod is like a shorter wow. The wow, the W, we could say the W sonant, right? The W glyph, right? Hebraically in the Asherit, and the, later we could say the Masoretic, later square Hebrew. When we look at the two letters, we see a remarkable similarity. The wow appears as a longer form, a lengthened form of the Yod. But here in the Shabbat, Shabbat that we have in the text and the more common forms, what we see is a change of order. So in the scripts, we have the Yod before the Beit, right? In this scripture here, because remember this word, Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat appears only here. The more common form in the scripture is either the Shabbat or the Shabbat. Now in the Shabbat sense, that's close to the Shabbat, what we have is the Beit before the Yod in Shabbat, and the yod before the bait in Shibat. Now, both of these, the Shibit and the Shibut, are used as a cognate accusative of the Shub, 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 Shub. Now, what do we have in the Shub? Well, we have a point of reference right here. Point of reference, we have this in Psalm 14. Recall Psalm 14, verse 7, KJVY. It says, Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. In other words, were come, I italicized, so not being there, the more force of the reading. Oh, that the salvation of Israel out of Zion, when Yahuwah, Jehovah, bringeth back, shub, the sense of shub, bringeth back the captivity. Bringeth back the what? The captivity, the shibut, or the shibit, which is the exile. Shibut, the exile, shibit, exile, the prisoners, right? Brings back the shibut, the shibit of his people. Of his people. Then the final part of the verse in Psalm 14 and 7, Jacob, Yaakov, shall rejoice, and Yisrael, and Israel shall be glad. Mi yitain, mi tzion, yishuat Yisrael. Who will give from Zion, literally in the Hebrew, mi, who, yitain. Who is he that will give? Mi yitain, mi tzion, from Zion, Zion, Yeshuat, Yeshuat, the Yasha'a, the salvation, the victory, Yeshuat, Yisrael, the victory, the salvation of Yisrael, of Israel, the Sar of El, Bishub, Bishub. So here we have it again, this phrase, Bishub, right? In turning, in returning, Bishub, Yehoah, Shabut, Amo, Bishub, Yehoah, Shabut, Amo. Bishubi Yahuwah Shabut Amo. Now, the English translation says right here, when Bishub Yahuwah, when Jehovah bringeth back, when he bringeth back, when he turns, Shabut, the captivity, Amo, the captivity of his people, the captivity of his people. Yagel Yaakov. Yismach Yisrael, Jacob Yagel Yaakov, Jacob shall be glad. Yismach Yisrael, and Israel, right? Jacob shall be glad. Well, in the sense of Yagel, the Gili is more like to rejoice in that sense. It's almost like to spin from Gil, to spin around, to under the influence of a strong emotion. Yagel Yaakov, Jacob shall rejoice, Yismach, and glad, Yismach Yisrael, and Israel shall samach, Yismach, shall brighten up, lively up, brighten up, shall shine, shall have bliss, gleesome, shall cheer up, Israel, Jacob shall rejoice, Yagel Yaakov, and Yisrael and Israel shall be glad. But what we're zooming in on is when Jehovah bringeth back or returneth the captivity and turning the captivity of his people, when he who he be, Bishubi Yahuwah, Shabut Ammo, Shabut, the captivity, Ammo, the captivity of his people. Now, however, we have the Aramaic cognate in the Aramaic. So in looking at the Hebrew, looking more at the Western Shemitic, and now looking at the Eastern Shemitic or the Aramaic cognate of Shabit, it appears in the 8th century B.C., right? 8th century B.C., old Aramaic inscription with the verb shub. So the cognate noun appears to mean, when we study this, return. So we have the sense of brought back, when he bringeth back, but the sense of return. And the best of the bringing out into English is when he who be who he be turned, returned, and turned, returned, the turning of Zion, the returning, when he returns, the returning of Zion, when he turns, the turning of Zion, Bishub, Yehoah, Eta, Shabbat, Zion. Therefore, the sense here is the sense of restoration. Therefore, it appears that Shabbat, some say, should be retained and understood as a cognate accusative of Shub, of Shub, turn with a turning towards, a sense of turn with a turning towards. Shabbat, right? You have Shabbat, right? And taking Shabbat as construct, as a construct, constructive. Therefore, it understands, right, taken as a constructive means that in the order of words, we have Bishub, Yehoah, Bishub, in bringing back and turning, he who be who he be, et, which is the direct object marker, et, what does he turn, what is he returning, et Shabbat, whether brought out as captivity or the returning of. So the constructive sense is Shabbat is connected, the returning, the turning of, or the turning towards Zion. Et Shabbat Zion. So the constructive, understanding it as a constructive, Shabbat, right? Shabbat or Shabbat here, connected with Zion there. So not just returning to, but connected with the turning of Zion. The returning of Zion, the returning of Zion. Now, the second part of the opening verse, just to get a groundation here, is Hayinu, k'cholmin, Hayinu, Haya, to be, Haya, as he who be, who he be, revealed his name to Moshe, Ehyeh, Asher, Ehyeh, some say Ahaya, Haya, right, to be. Here we have Hayinu, Haya, Anu, we, Hayinu. We became, we being, hayinu, ke, like, cholmin. So cholmin, from cholem, right, cholem means to dream, right? So the cholmin are dreamers, right? Hayinu, ke, cholmin. Thus, the translation, we were like them that what? What does KJV brings out? We were like them that dream. Hayinu, we were like, we became. So you see, to emphasize the sense of not just we were, but we be, we becoming, we be like cholmin, we be like dreamers, we were like dreamers. So what is this sense of we became like dreamers, we be like dreamers, we be dreamers, right? This could mean that the speakers were so overcome with ecstatic joy, right? And we see this connection even with the third verse. Yahuwah have done great things with us, with I and I. We are rejoiced. Higdil Yahuwah la'esota imanu hayinu simachim. Again, the hayinu, we be, we become, we be simachim. We be rejoicers, or we be glad. We be glad ones. We be as glad ones. Hayinu semechim. Semechim, hayinu semechim, or semechim. Hayinu semechim. We become samach, glad, happy. So the connection here, being like dreamers, this could mean that the speakers, that I and I are so overcome with ecstatic joy, that they and we were like those who fantasizing about pleasurable experiences in our sleep. Oh, you're dreaming. Repatriation, going to return, come out of Babylon. Oh, that's a dream. You're fantasizing about something that's obviously very pleasurable to experience it in your dream. You're dreaming in their sleep. And here we have a connection with Isaiah, Isaiah 29, chapter 29, verses 7 and 8. It will be like a dream, a night vision. There will be a horde from all the nations that fight against Ariel, those who attack her and her stronghold and besiege her. It will be like a hungry man dreaming that he is eating, only to awaken and to find that his stomach is empty. It will be like a thirsty man dreaming that he is drinking, only to awaken and to find that he is still weak and his thirst unquenched. So it will be for the horde of all the nations, all the Goyim, all the Gentiles that fight against Har Zion, against Mount Zion. So we have that sense of the dream in their sleep. Since dreams are more commonly associated with the Brit Hashanah, with the Old Testament, right, with prophetic, right? In the Old Testament, we have the Brit Hashanah. In the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, we have dreams are associated with prophetic visions. Dreams are associated with prophetic visions. And also, if we look at the season, right, in which season does this psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, come up? Especially if it's in the season, right, you know, in a certain season, it's very interesting, in a certain season, we have that time of dreams. Right, even within Bereshit and the Genesis readings, especially after the Sukkot, right, when we begin the Torah sabbatical studies again for those 5 or 6 months before Pesach, right, the darker times, the winter moons, the more night, less light times are also associated with dreams, but the dreams are associated with prophetic visions. So the community, Jah people, Jah community, may be comparing their and Ayana experience of Jah's renewed favor to a prophet receiving divine, the divine visions. Just as a prophetic dream sweeps the individual into a different dimension. Ever have a dream, just even just a regular dream, you know, and it's like you're in a different dimension, right? You know, but here, just as a prophetic dream, the dreams of the prophet, the visions and the dreams of the prophet, this sweeps the individual, the indivisible dual, into a different dimension. And also, sometimes it brings one and ones face to face, panim el panim, face to face with Elohim Atzmo, with Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God himself. We have this in Bereshit, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 28, verses 11 to 15, where Yaakov, right, you know, the experience that we have, Zia, right, where he had that dream and that vision. Then also in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 to 15, where Yahweh Jehovah appeared to Shlomo, to Solomon, Becholem, in a dream, right? So, too, Jah people, Jah's common unity, community, I and I being aware of he who be, who he be, of Jehovah's presence in a special way. In the day of Zion's restoration, in that day of Zion's restoration. So through, though the MT, the Masoretic text, as it stands, the Masoretic text, the Hebrew text, the Masoretic text, even here in the Sefer Tehillim, as it stands, it makes good sense. Some choose, right, looking at the Hebrew, some choose to understand, to come to overstanding of what's called in the linguistic etymology academics, they call it a homonymic root, right? A similar name root, homonymic root here, meaning to be healthy, to be strong, right? So looking at hayinu k'cholmim, which is usually translated as we be like dreamers, or we were like them that dream. We became as those who dream. Hayinu k'cholmim. Others looking at the same Hebrew glyphs, right, bring out the sense of the homonymic root here, meaning to be healthy, to be strong, thus deriving it not from the cholam sense, but the chalam. Chalam. What is the chalam? Chalam sense. The chalam sense. And thus translate this to we were like those restored to health. Hayinu k'chalamim. K'chalamim. Hayinu k'chalamim. So instead of we be like those that dream, we became like those that were restored to health, right? Even to our sanity because of the restoration of Sion. This reading appears to have support of many of the ancient translations as well, right? So just to share a couple of words right here, just on the opening verse, because as we look at the Hebrew, many things that Sirach says, Sirach puts it very well. Right? That which is uttered in Hebrew and translated into an other language doesn't always have the same force in them or to bring out the force of the Hebrew. So it is both true, hayinu k'cholmim, but it's also true, hayinu k'chalamim. We become like those that dream, right? So say to those who don't experience the same sight, seeing, and vision. But in actuality, hayinu k'chalamim, chalam. Chalam, we become like strong ones, we become healthy, we become like those restored with the restoration of Sion. I and I are restored to health, mind, health, in spirit, in soul, and in body. So here, 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 opening verse, a little build and midrash and study here on Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, the Aleph, the first verse, Shir HaMa'ilot, Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shibata Tzion, Hayinu Ke Cholmin, Hayinu Ke Chalamin.
Yes, 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 yes. Kehalamim, like strong, healthy ones. Keholmim, yeah, and that restoration of Zion, the monarchy of great King David. Zion.
The foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
And even that reality right there, my theme, by like a dream.
From every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream.
Yes, 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 that dream and the dreamer. What was that word just before we ride up with the Midrash, get into a little more study? That was a zoom in on the first verse right there, part about he who has a dream, you know, let him declare his dream, but those who know what the word is. Let's get into the word right here. Trying to find that verse right here. But yes, I, Rastafari, today's daily psalm, Return of Zion.
So here, Midrash, a study here on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm CXXVI, a Midrash, a study here in the Beit Midrash, the house of study, here on today's psalm, Shir HaMa'ilot, Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shabbat Tzion, Hayinu Ke Cholmin, a song of the goings up, Shir HaMa'ilot, Beshuv Yahuwah Eta Shabbat Tzion, Hayinu Ke Cholmin, when Yahuwah Jehovah, he who be, who he be, brought back those that returned to Zion, Beshuvi Yahuwah Eta Shabbat Tzion, we were like them, like to them, that dream. Hayinu ke cholmin. Rav Yochanan said, all the years of his life, Choni, that man renowned for righteousness, was troubled about this verse. He said, is it possible for a man to lie sleeping, to lay sleeping for 70 years? Choni said, is it possible for a man to lay sleeping for 70 years?
For 70 years?
For 70 years?
For 70 years?
And here, Midrash notes, the Babylonian captivity referred to in this verse lasted 70 years. The Babylonian captivity of the southern kingdom, the kingdom of Yehuda, of Judah, referred to in this verse, it lasted 70 years. See Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 11, and Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 10. The Babylonian captivity of the southern kingdom, the Judahites, the Yehudi, even we the black Jews, referred to in this verse, lasted for 70 years. One day, while Choni was walking along the road, he saw a man planting a carob tree. Choni asked, tell me now, In how many years will the carob tree bear fruit? The man replied, 70 years. Said Honi, art thou certain that thou, the eye, wilt live for 70 years more? Art thou certain that thou wilt live for 70 years more? The man replied, me? I found carob trees already planted in the earth. And so, like my fathers, my patriarchs who planted carob trees for me, I plant carob trees for my children. Then Koni sat down to eat, and sleep came upon him. As he slept, a hedge grew up around Koni and concealed him from human eyes. And so he slept on for 70 years. When Koni awoke, he saw a man gathering fruit from the carob tree, and he asked, art thou the man who planted it? And when the man replied, I am the son of his son, Koni said to himself, this seems to prove that it is possible to sleep for 70 years. And then when he saw his ass, that by this time had borne many mules, Koni said, now it is certain that I have been laying asleep for 70 years. Koni went to Baito, to his bait, to his house, and said, I am Koni, the circle drawer. Here, Midrash note to the previous Midrash on Psalm 7, the 17th section, 17th parak, 7.17. Ani lechozer, I repeat, Koni went to Baito, went to his bait, his house, and said, I am Koni, the circle drawer. But his household did not believe him. He went to the house of study, the Beit Midrash. He went to the house of the Midrash, the Beit Midrash, the house of study. And he heard the rabbis, Ha-Rabbanim, say, this tradition is as clear to us as it was in the days of Koni, the circle drawer. For whenever he had come to the house of study, the Beit Midrash, he had solved for Ha-Rabbanim, for the rabbis, every moot point they had. And he said, quote, I am Koni, Ani Koni. But they did not believe. They did not believe him and did not give him the honor that was due him. Full of despair, he asked for Adonai's mercy, and Nafsho, his soul, went to its rest. Rabbah declare, people rightly say, either fellowship or death. Rabbah declared, people rightly say, either fellowship or death. And here Midrash notes, so Rashi in the Babylonian Talmud 23a, the PE, the printed edition, and Buba have this, quote, either comradeship, chabarim, like Eov's comrades, or death. Either comradeship, which is fellowship, which is the chabarim, like Job's comrades, or death. Rabbah declared, people rightly say, either chabarim, either fellowship, or death. Koni, the circle drawer, the son of Koni, the circle drawer's son, lived about the time of the destruction of Ha-Hekal, destruction of the temple. One day, he went out to a mountain to be with his workmen. While he was sitting there, rain began to come down, and so he went into a cave where he dozed off and fell asleep. He sank into a slumber that lasted the 70 years during that the temple, Ha-Hekal, was destroyed and rebuilt. At the end of the 70 years, when he woke from his sleep, he saw that the world had changed. Where olive groves had been, vineyards were growing. And where vineyards had been, olive groves were growing. He went towards the city and asked, what's new in the world? And they answered, knowest thou not what is new in the world? No, he said. Then they asked him, who art thou? And he said, I am Koni, the circle drawer. Whereupon they replied, "We have heard it said that whenever Choni, the circle drawer, came into a city, it shone." And here, Midrash note from the Palestinian Talmud 3 and 9, whenever Choni came into Ha-Hekal, came into the temple court, it shone. So in the Palestinian Talmud 3 and 9, it says, whenever Choni came into Ha-Hekal, came into the temple court, it shone, it shined. When he came into the city, it did shine. And so, thinking of himself, he quoted the verse, when Yahuwah Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion, we were like to them that dream. Bishubi Yahuwah Eta Shibata Tzion Hayinu K'cholmin. When he who be who he be, Yahuwah Jehovah brought back those that returned to Zion. Bishub Yahuwah Eta Shibata Tzion. We were like to them that dream. Hayinu K'cholmin. Then will our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Hear, hear, hear the bait. The second verse of today's psalm is Morkof Kaf Wow, Psalm 127. Az Yimale Sechoka Pinu U Lishonenu Rina. Then will our mouth be filled with laughter. Az Yimale Sechoka Pinu. And our tongue, ul lishonenu, with singing, rina, az yimale sechok pinu, ul lishonenu, rina. Rav Yohanan said in the name of Rav Shimona ben Yochai, in this world, a man must not fill his mouth with laughter, for it is said, then will our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. It says, then, az yimale sechok apinu lushonenu rina, then will our mouth be filled with sechok, yimale sechok apinu, then will our mouth be filled with laughter and our tongue, ayinai tongue, with singing, o lushonenu rina. And when is then? And when is then? When is as when? As the next verse reads, they will say among the nations, Jehovah have done great things with these. Hear, hear, hear. The next verse, the gimel in the next part of the verse. Hear, hear, hear. Actually in the bait verse going on. Here, the fuller verse, az yimale sechok apinu ulishonenu rina, az yomru bagoyim, then said they, yomru among the nations, bagoyim, az yomru bagoyim, Yahuwah, Jehovah have done great things with these. Higdil Yahuwah la esota im eile. Higdili Yahuwah la esot im eile. Jehovah hath done great things with these. Higdil Yahuwah la esot im eile. It was said of Rav Shimon ben Lakish that after he heard what Rav Yohanan said, never again in all of his life did he fill his mouth with laughter. And here, Midrash note, this passage, it reflects the spirit, the irit, the spirit of deep mourning that prevailed among the Yehudim, among the Judahites, even we, the black Jews, among the Yehudi and the Yehudim, after Ha-Hekal, after the temple and the state were overthrown. This passage here, reflecting the spirit, the irit of deep mourning that prevailed among the Yehudim, among the Jews, even we, the black Jews, after Ha-Hekal, after the temple and the state were overthrown. Rav Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah, sitting in the presence of Rav Ze'era, and seeing that Rav Zera was overly cheerful, said to him, "Is it not written, for all sorrow there will be reward?" Rav Jeremiah, sitting in the presence of Rav Zera and seeing that Rav Zera was overly cheerful, said to him, hear from the words of the Mashal, Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. Is it not written, for all sorrow there will be reward? The call etzev, yihyeh motar. In all labor there is profit. Or, for all sorrow, there will be reward. Bekol etzeb yihyeh motar. In all labor, there is profit. Rav Zera answered, "I wear tefillin." Rav Yirmiyah, Jeremiah, who quoted Proverbs 14:23, "For all sorrow, there will be reward," which can also be translated as, "In all labor there is profit." Bekol etzeb yihyeh motar. And Rav Zera answered, "I wear tefillin." And here, Midrash note on this. His cheerfulness could not have been a disavowal of Ha'elohim, of the true good, the true God, for he put on tefillin as an avowal. A vowel, a thanks, a confession of Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God's sovereignty, and a mark of confidence, of eifidence, of confidence in the future redemption of Yisrael. So when Rav Yirmiyahu quoting the Proverbs, "For all sorrow there will be reward," Rav Zera answered, "I wear tefillin," to say that his cheerfulness could not have been a disavowal of Ha'el, the true good, the true God of Ha'Elohim, for he put on tefillin as an avowal, a confession, a thanking, a confession of Ha'el, Ha'Elohim's sovereignty, and a mark of confidence, eifidence, confidence in the future redemption of Yisrael, of Kol Yisrael. Mar, the son of Rabina, made a wedding feast for Beno, for his son, and he saw that Ha-Rabbanim, the rabbis, were becoming overly merry. He seized a costly goblet, a costly chalice worth 400 silver coins, and broke it before their eyes. Ha-Rabbanim, the rabbis, became solemn again. Rav Ashi, too, made a wedding feast for Beno, his son, and seeing that Ha-Rabbanim, that the rabbis, were overly merry, he seized a goblet, a chalice of wine, of white crystal, and broke it before their eyes, so that Ha-Rabbanim, the rabbis, became solemn again. Sometimes the word Az, here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, sometimes the word Az, then, meaning then, it denotes the future tense. As in the verse, then, as, will our mouth be filled with laughter. As, yimalei sechok pinu. As, then, will our mouth be filled with laughter. As, yimalei sechok pinu. Sechok finu. Turn our captivity, O Jehovah. Turn our captivity, O he who be who he be. Shubah, Yehovah, eta shibuteinu. Shubah, Yehovah, eta shibuteinu. Turn our captivity, O he who be who he be. Rav Yitzchak, Isaac taught, a day of heavy rain is as consequential as the ingathering of Yisrael, of Israel. As is said, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126, here at the fourth verse, the Dalet verse, turn our captivity, O Jehovah, as the streams in the dry land. Shubah, Yehovah, Eta Shibuteinu,
Kai Fakim Ba Negev. Turn our captivity, O Jehovah, as the streams in the dry land. Ka Ifakim, Ka as Ifakim, the streams, Ba Negev, Ba Negev, Ba Negev, Ba in the Negev, in the dry land, or in the Negev, in the south. By Ifakim, Ka Ifakim, Ka Ifakim, by Ifakim, or Ifakim, by streams, is clearly meant streaming rain. As in the verse, even the verse from 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 16, and the streams, Afike, Afike, and the streams of the sea appeared, and the streams, Afike, Afike, of the sea appeared. And here in the KJV, the verse is read, and the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered at the rebuking of Jehovah, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. So here we have the verse in 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verse 16, that may also be translated as, and the streams of the sea appeared, and the channels of the sea appeared. Yigalua mosdota tevela be'erata Yehovah mia nishmata ruacha apo. The fuller verse, and the channels of the sea appeared. Wayerao ifikei yam, and the channels of the sea, the streams, the ifikei wayerao, wayerao, and they being seen, ifikei ifikei yam. Ifike, the channels of the sea, the streams, Ifike Yam, the streams of the sea. Yigalua mosdota tevela. The foundations of the world were laid bare. The foundations of the world were discovered. Yigalu mosdot tevel, of the tevel, of the inhabitable portions of the earthly plain. Yigalu mosdot Tevel, de Gaerat Yehovah, mia nishmata ruach apo. At the rebuking of he who be, who he be, de Gaerat Yehovah, de Gaerat Yehovah, de Gaerat Yehovah. At the rebuke, at the rebuking of he who be, who he be, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. Mi nishmat, mi nishmat. Mi nishmat, the nishmat, neshama, mi nishmat ruach apo. Vayarao efikei yama, ikalu mosdota tevela, vikarati Yehovah, mi nishmat ruach apo. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. Here today, Psalm Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 127, 127. Here he breaks with the fifth and the sixth verses, the hay and the wow verses. They that sow in tears shall weep in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bearing his sheaves with him. Hazoraima de Dimaah Birina Yikasoru Haloka Yeleka Uabakoa Noseya Mesheka Hazara Boya Bo Birina Noseya Ilumotayo. Rav Yehuda Judatoi, an ox, as he goeth forth to his plowing, goes weeping. But at his returning, he eats the green shoots in the furrows. And here the metaphor, it changes here in today's psalm to life on the land. The peasant sows his seed with tears of anxiety. But when the time, the hour of reaping comes, tears give place to joy, to joyful singing. Ha zoraim abit dima'ah. They that sow be dima'ah in tears, ha zoraim, b'dim'a, the sowers in tears. Ha zora'ima b'dim'a. B'rina yikatsoru, shall reap yikatsoru, they shall reap yikatsoru. B'rina shall reap in singing, rina b'rina in joy. Enjoy he that goeth forth, halok yelek, goings, haloka yelek, ua bakoa, and weepeth, ua bakoa, no say, mesheka hazara. Bearing precious seed, no say, lifting, bearing, carrying, no say, meshek, interesting, the word meshek, even here in today's psalm, we have meshek. What is the meshek? Meshek is translated as precious. Then in the 120th psalm, we have meshek, brought out as mesek. Mesek in the translation as a place, but we have Meshek, a sowing, a possession, something precious, having a price, Meshek, from Mashak, to draw, to sow, to sound, to prolong, to develop, to march, the sense of a sowing, also a possession, brought out here as precious, Meshek ha-zara. Meshek hazara, the seed, precious the seed. Bo ya bo. Now the translator says, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Bo is like to go his goings. Bo ya bo. Birina, he shall come home. The idea is he going, berina, with joy, with singing, no say, lifting, carrying, no say, ilumotayo, bearing, carrying, ilumotayo, carrying his sheaves, bearing his sheaves, the sense of carrying his sheaves with him. A different interpretation, a different targum. They that sow in tears. Hazorim b'dima. The sowers in tears. They that sow in tears. This alludes to Yaakov. This alludes to Jacob, who, being afraid, wept as he sowed his father's bracha. As he sowed his father's blessings, berkoto. That is to say, as participating in the deception whereby he would obtain his father's berkot, his father's baraka, berkato, his father's blessing. Saying, Wayomer, him saying, my father peradventure perhaps will feel me. Even here in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 27, verse 12. Ulai yemusheni abi, my father, perhaps, yemusheni, feel me abi, my father, perhaps, will feel me. Shall reap in joy. This also alludes to Yaakov. This alludes to Jacob. Here, berina yikatsoru, shall reap in joy, also lose to Yaakov, to whom it was said, even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 27, verse 28, so God give thee of the dew of heaven, and of the fat places of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Ve'yiten leka ha'elohim ala hashamayim ua mishamane ha'aretz ve'rov dagan ve'tirosh. So ha'elohim give thee of the dew of heaven, of the dew of the heavens. Ve'yiten leka ha'elohim amital hashamayim, and of the fat places of the earth. Ua mishamane ha'aretz,
and plenty with robe, with robe, and nuff nuff with robe, and plenty of corn and wine with robe, dagana with tirosh. ויתן לקח אלוהים מתעל השמיים ומשמנה הארץ ורוב דגנה ותירוש. And he that goeth and weepeth, here in today's psalm, the sixth verse, the wild verse, he that goeth on his way weeping and weepeth, halok yeleka uabakoa, uabako, halok yeleka uabako, he that goeth and weepeth. This alludes to Yaakov, to Jacob, of whom it was said even in Bereshith in Genesis chapter 29, verse 11, and Jacob lifted up his voice and wept, and Yaakov and Jacob lifted up his voice and wept. Yaakov, Vayisa etukolo Vayabik. Here the fuller verse, and Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. Vayishaka Yaakov le Rachel, Vayisa etukoloa Vayabik. And Jacob kissed Rachel, Rachel, and lifted up his voice and wept. Vayishaka Yaakov le Rachel, Vayisa etukolo Vayabik. 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 And bearing precious seed, Nose Mesheka Hazara. Hazara, Nose Mesheka Hazara, bearing precious seed. Here, the wild verse of today's psalm, Psalm 126, bearing precious seed alludes to Yaakov, alludes to Jacob, bearing the tribes out of Haran, and shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him, and shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Bo ya bo berina, bringing his sheaves with him. Nose elumotau. This alludes to Yaakov, Jacob. Jacob's bringing back with him sheaves. Sheaves of young men and young women. Sheaves of young men and young women. And here, Midrash, the final Midrash note on today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Kaf Wow, Psalm 126. Here we have a play on Aluma, Aluma in Elumotau, Elumotayo, Elumotav, Elumotau, Elumotau, Elumotayo, his sheaves. Here we have Aluma, sheaf. So we have sheaf. We have Elam, Elam, young man. We have Alma, young woman. Here referred to the Bereshith Rabbah, the Genesis Rabbah 79 and 4. Here, a play on Aluma, sheaf, and Elam, young man, and Alma, young woman. Bo, ya bo, berina, nose lumotayo. He shall come again, come home with joy, with singing, bearing his sheaves with him.
Yes. Give thanks, family. Yeah, we know KZ, Biggie on the screen. But hail up to Zion Lex. We'll share that in the forward.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them God.
Rastafari. Rastafari.
Here on the Ivrit, the Hebrew, here on the Psalm 126 regarding the return of the captivity of Sion. Here the Hebrew outro, hold firm. Laila Tov, Boker Tov.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Vav Shir HaMa'alot. Veshuv Adonai et Shivat Sion Hayinu Keholimim. אז ימלא שחוק פינו ולשוננו רינה, אז יאמרו בגויים, הגדיל אדוני לעשות עם אלה, הגדיל אדוני לעשות עמנו, היינו שמחים. שובה אדוני את שביתנו, כאפיקים בנגב, הזורעים בדמעה, ברינה יקצורו. הלוך ילך ובכו, נושא משך הזרע, בוא יבוא ורינה, נושא אלומותיו.
שירה מעלות, ישוב אדוני שיבת ציון, היינו כחולמים, אז ימלא שחוקים ושוננו מנה, אז מרובגוי מגדיל אדוני לעשות, נתן לי, מגדיל אדוני לעשות עמנו. היינו שמחים, שירה אדוני שביתנו, צפיקים בנגב, הזורעים בנימה, ברינה יקצורו, הלוך ילך ובכו נושא משך הזרע, כי פה יבוא ברינה, נושא אלומותיו.
And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, 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 captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream, 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 dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things, great things, great things, great things, great things, great things, great things. Psalm 127. And the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves, with sheaves.